Yeah. Did we suddenly change the music on a radio station? No. Oh,
dang it.
We're playing this because this is the soundtrack to Angelo's first date.
Yeah.
If you just tuned in for the second date update, Angelo emailed us. He went out with a girl named Leah. He took her to a 90s concert, but during the concert, they got separated when he went to go grab some drinks, and she got in a fight and got kicked out.
Or so then, she said.
Yeah, so she says. And then she left, and they've texted a little bit, but she's obviously avoiding going on another date with him. So, Angelo, you know what I think might have happened?
What's that?
I think whoever she was standing next to when you went to go get drinks tried to start an argument that Vanilla Ice was hotter than LL Cool J.
Oh, that is.
And
those are fighting
She put
words.
The smack down, and I understand why.
Back up.
Well, I'd agree with her on that one. If she was sticking up for the right side, then that's good.
Well, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Amen, Angelo. I think this is a simple case of she's embarrassed. That's an embarrassing thing to get in a fight, no matter how much you say you like a girl that can hold her own. Like, it's not a high point in a normal female's life.
I mean, she could be embarrassed. I mean, I'm already trying to get in touch with her. At this point, she should just say, like, you know, it's okay or something. Just give me something, you know?
Mm.
All right. I'm going to dial her phone number right now, see if we can get her on the phone and find out what happened. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Leah, please?
Yeah, speaking.
Hey, Leah, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
What is this?
Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Did I, like, win tickets to something?
No, you've already been to that show. And Angelo actually asked us to call you.
And oh.
From the 90s concert?
Yeah. Why did he ask a radio station to call me?
Well, because we do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. So Angelo is wondering why you won't go out with him again.
Oh, God. It's the complicated story.
But it sounds like it.
Yeah, it does sound like it. He told us that you guys went to a 90s concert, and then when he went to go get drinks, you apparently got in some sort of scuffle and then got kicked out, and he watched a little bit of the concert by himself, and that's the last he's seen you. But you guys have texted a little bit.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, I hit a skeezer, and then I had to leave.
Wait, what?
A geezer?
What did you just say so nonchalantly?
An old person?
Who did you hit?
No, not a geezer, a skeezer. It's like a 90s term.
Oh, skeezer.
Skeezer.
Okay, yeah, I thought you said a geezer, too, and I was like, either you're trying to use, like, English slang that they do for some people, or you literally walked up to an old man and hit him.
I was picturing you beating somebody with a walker when you said that.
Which, still pretty cool in my book, Leah.
No, not at all.
Thank you.
So, what do you mean, what happened with the skeezer?
Yeah, I don't really remember, but she was fronting, so I hit her.
Fronting?
Okay, hold on. I need explanations. What's fronting and exactly what is a skeezer?
Brooke, you should know all these terms.
Well, yeah, you don't. I mean, you're the one that uses 90s slang more than anybody else in this room. What do you mean by she was fronting? Well, like, what was she doing?
Really remember. I don't really want to talk about it, honestly.
So Okay. Are you not calling him back because you're embarrassed that you hit a skeezer that was fronting on you?
Yeah, just tell him that.
Okay, so that's not the truth.
And that's literally all you want us to say?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Leah, I don't want to say that you're lying, but I feel like there's got to be more information than that.
You could be fronting.
Yeah. Are you fronting? Because I won't have skeezers fronting on my face either.
Yeah, it sounds wiggity whack to me.
There you go, Brooke.
Okay, when you guys say it, it just sounds dumb.
That's probably
true. I agree. But no, for real, Leah, is there anything else that you can tell us? Because honestly, it sounds like there's more to the story, but you just don't want to say.
There is.
What is it?
Okay.
It makes me look so bad. I just didn't know how to tell him. Well, so basically, when he went to get drinks, one of the people who, like, worked at the concert came up to me and just asked if I wanted to go backstage to kick it with the performers, so I couldn't say no.
Oh, no!
Wait, so the fight was a lie?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
So you went backstage to hang out with a 90s rapper on your date?
Well, I mean, it wasn't just one. It was multiple.
Why couldn't you?
Either way, you lied so you'd go backstage and hang out with the performers.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, how do you pass up that once-in-a-lifetime opportunity?
Here's the thing, though. Like, you're on a date with him. Like, to be respectful, couldn't you have said, hey, my friend's with me. Can he come, too?
Sure, but, like, I've never really met him before. I don't know. I feel bad about it, which is why I haven't, like, texted him back, really.
Well, Leah, I feel bad about something, too. The fact that Angelo is actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Yeah, what's up, Leah?
Oh.
What is this?
I just heard everything you said. I've been trying to get in touch with you, so I had the radio station help me out, and I just got the full story, finally.
Look, I didn't know how to tell you. I knew it made me look so bad. But, like, yeah. Calling me from a radio station is next level crazy.
What?
Okay. So you ditched him and lied to him, and he had to sit there the rest of the concert by himself, and he's the crazy one?
I mean, I was technically alone, too.
No! Leah, dude, you can't defend that.
So let me get this straight. You go to the concert for free, because I paid for the tickets. You end up having drinks that I paid for. I go to get us more drinks, and then what? You got approached by somebody, they bring you backstage, and you get to hang out with all the bands and rappers?
Yeah, I mean, you just heard it. That's exactly what happened.
That is freaking awesome.
What?
What? Awesome? What?
Huh? Are you being sarcastic?
Yeah.
Did that really happen, or are you just making that up? Because that is, like, stuff you see in the movies. Like, that is awesome.
Dude, she did that.
You're not pissed, Angelo?
No, I'm not pissed. I'm freaking jealous. That's, like, the coolest thing ever.
No, my mind is going to explode. I was ready to go off on Leah.
So you're not mad at me?
Mad at you? No, I'm jealous. Like, I want to go there. Like, do you have any of the, like, their numbers or anything? Like, can we get in touch with them?
You're both groupies.
Yeah, look at that.
They actually did invite me to go to, like, the next city, but I could ask if you want to go.
No.
Wait, you guys are going to...
Oh, my God, that would be wicked awesome. I'm coming. If you can get me in, I'm totally coming.
Leah, would you really take him to the next show in another city?
What is happening?
I mean, yeah, I feel bad about what happened. We had a good time. I just genuinely didn't know how to tell him.
So you two are going to travel around from city to city following 90s rappers while they perform in, like, old casinos, is what you're telling me.
What is happening?
Just to one of them.
I am so down. I've never even met anybody that's been backstage at these things. I thought this was just, like, in the movies, in the TV shows. I didn't know that really happens. That's crazy.
Man. Wow.
So, like, Leah, did you, like, get to see the tour bus and the green room and all that?
Yeah, it was so dope.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Leah, you're making his dreams come true.
Yeah,
I think.
You really are.
I think I like you even more now. I wish you would have just told me that right away. Like, I would have stayed and hung out at the concert and thought about how much fun you're having and maybe tried to come back there after the show was done or something. Like, dang, that's so cool.
Dang it. That is cool. All right, well, Leah, would you like to go on a second date with Angelo? We will pay for it, but really there's nothing to pay for since you've already got the tickets to where you want to go.
You can pay for our gas.
Okay.
All right.
Pay for your gas.
There you go.
You'll go out with him again.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Oh, my gosh.
That is amazing.
I cannot believe it.
Yeah, I can't either.
So, like, Leah, do you think it'd be cool if I brought, like, my autograph book or maybe, like, some old CDs that they could sign or something? Like, that'd be insane.
I can text the guy whose number I have and ask him, but I feel like it'll be fine, yeah.
Wow.
Whoa, dude.
So cool.
Man, you know what? This might be the most successful second date update we've ever had.
And most shocking. I'm sorry. I mean, we've had a lot of weird stuff happen, but this was total roller coaster for me.
Roller coaster for you? This has been a roller coaster for me. First, I think I'm getting blown off and I'm getting the shaft. One phone call later, and I'm about to be hanging out with 90s bands. Like this.
Yeah, dude. Man.
What a life.
You and... Young MC and MC Hammer, maybe Vanilla Ice even.
Dude, please, you gotta stop saying those names right now. I'm getting so pumped up. Please.
I love you too.
Yeah.